Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by First United Methodist Church, Maryville, Tennessee. Fear not your inadequacies. John chapter 6, verses 5 through 9. Lifting up his eyes then, and seeing that a multitude was coming to him, Jesus said to Philip, "How are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" Philip answered him, 200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get just a little." One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many?" This is the famous story of Jesus and the disciples feeding the 5,000, the crowd that had gathered around him. It appears in all 4 Gospels, but in the verses that we just read, we don't hear the end of the story. We should pay attention to the way this story develops. The problem is enormous. 5,000 people need to be fed. Jesus asked Philip what he should do, and Philip, typical of the disciples and typical of many of us, simply describes the problem. A half a year's wages won't feed all of these people. Another disciple, Andrew, brings to Jesus a small boy who has only 5 loaves and 2 fish, and Andrew is quick to point out how little this is compared to the problems they face. We face enormous problems. Wars and cruelties surround us. Climate change is upon us. Our political and social systems are racked with division. Even the church has problems that seem insurmountable. And we have so little to offer. Our resources are totally inadequate, and as shown here, there are always people who are willing to point that out. We fear that we cannot solve these problems, and thus the temptation is for us to simply give up. It is certainly true that in facing many of our problems, both personal and social, we lack the resources to solve them or even to make much difference. But then we remember what happened in this particular story. Jesus took the bread and the fish that the little boy had brought, and he blessed it. And after that, in a short amount of time, everyone in the multitude was fed and satisfied, and there was food left over. In facing the problems that we have today, what if we simply presented the small resources that we have or did the inadequate things that we could do, and then we asked Jesus to bless those things? What do you think might happen? Would you pray with me? Our Father, we do not need to be reminded that our resources and efforts are totally inadequate to solve many of the problems that we face. We do need to be reminded of your power and your grace and the way it works in all situations. Help us to rely not on the resources that we have, but on the abilities and resources of your Spirit. Amen. This episode was written and read by Jim Stovall.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.